Flow. Reading Without Borders. Unit 1. Does a sloth make a good pet? Let's get started. B. Words and context. 1. Jenny's young daughter is currently obsessed with a cartoon called Peppa Pig. 2. Hollywood actors and actresses can easily enter the public consciousness, but can just as easily be forgotten. 3. Overdevelopment in the mountains has destroyed the natural habitat of many animals. 4. I cannot comprehend why anyone would do such a terrible thing to that nice family. 5. We decided to make a collective decision on the important matter that affected us all. 6. Look at those dark clouds in the sky over there. It is definitely going to start raining soon. 7. The weather in Japan in the summer is usually very hot and humid. 8. The elderly lady enjoys the companionship that her cats provide her with. Reading. Online Forum. November 27, 2021. The first post. I watched the animated movie Zootopia and became so obsessed with one of the supporting characters, the sloth working in the office. After that, I went on to the Ice Ages series. Sid the Sloth was adorable in an ugly sort of way. He had a cute little speech impediment, and he was incredibly clumsy. But there was also something endearing about him. He was unfailingly kind and loyal. From that point on, sloths have never been far from my mind. Because of my love of this animal, I'm interested in raising one on my own. A few years ago, I was a pretty inattentive kid, but now I'm financially independent and live in my own house with a big backyard. I think I'm ready to get a pet now, and my one and only choice is definitely a sloth. Would anyone be willing to share any information about getting a sloth as a pet? Thanks. November 27th, 2021. The second post.
I understand that you want to have a pet that you will love, and I'm sure your pet will provide you with the companionship that you need. But I don't think learning about an animal only from movies is a good idea. If you had done some basic research on sloths, you would comprehend that they do not make good pets. Generally speaking, a sloth is an exotic animal that only lives in some parts of South America and Central America. A sloth basically lives in trees. It has a very low body temperature, so it is unable to stand the cold. So, if you really want to get a sloth, you will need to spend quite a lot of time and money to build a warm and humid environment for it. You will also need to plant a lot of trees for it to climb. Next, a sloth likes to eat fresh leaves and fruits, so you'll have to grow these things or provide them for your pet sloth. This is not an easy job. Besides, the digestive system of a sloth is also very slow. Your pet sloth may need a few weeks or even a month to digest one meal. A sloth is cute, but I seriously doubt that it will be a good pet. I hope you think twice before you get one.
November 28, 2021. The third post. I remember a few months back, everyone was really into owls. I believe it started when people in the West suddenly became aware of owl cafes in Japan, places where people can sit and enjoy a cup of coffee with a tiny owl for company. I admit that I, too, was taken in by the allure of this trend for a short while, but I've never wanted to really keep an owl as a pet. I think that we are interested in these special animals mostly because we are not familiar with them. Actually, I would suggest that you get a cat or a dog now that you have a big backyard. Cats and dogs are lovely, and you can build a real relationship with them. You also have more resources available to take care of them. November 30th, 2021. The fourth post.
Sloths are tropical mammals. Their claws are so long that they have difficulty walking on the ground. They also spend most of their time sleeping and hanging from branches in trees. In some states in America, it is against the law to keep a sloth as a pet. What if you were attacked or injured by one? The sloth could be infested with parasites, and you may develop a serious infection if you are injured by it. In short, sloths should live in the wild, not in your home.
December 7th, 2021. The fifth post. Thanks for all the comments. I did some research on the internet, and then my desire to get a sloth as a pet died down. I also would not want to buy a sloth because of what I learned about animal trafficking. Yet, I think using a sloth as a cartoon character puts it into the collective consciousness of people who normally might not think about this animal at all. This helps draw attention to conservation groups and sanctuaries such as the Sloth Sanctuary and Slothville, which provide safe habitats for sloths in areas where their normal abodes might be threatened by encroachment by humans. Nowadays, people are becoming more and more educated about sloths and finding out about their naturally friendly manner. I can only hope that this trend will continue and that we can go on to provide even more care and protection for this animal.